This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Indirect talks among warring factions in Yemen aimed at ending their four-year conflict are to get underway Thursday at a castle outside Stockholm. UN envoy Martin Griffiths will reportedly shuttle between the Houthi rebel delegation and representatives of the Saudi-backed government. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said these are not truly peace negotiations.
This is basically intended to, quote-unquote, build some degree of confidence between the two opposing parties, so they can go back and talk to their supporters and work out something which may allow for some compromise down the road.
He said both sides are under pressure to end the conflict, with the Houthis coping with internal divisions, while the Saudis are under growing international pressure to end a conflict that appears to have no military solution. These are the first talks since 2016 and take place amid a growing humanitarian crisis. Geert Kapileri is the UN Children's Agency Regional Director.
On behalf of UNICEF, but more importantly, on behalf of every single of the 15 million children in Yemen, there is only one message to those who are gathering today in Sweden. That is the message of peace for this brutal war, the brutal war on children raging throughout the country for too long for that war to stop. Now,
Griffiths is hoping initial steps will be taken to reopen the Sana'a airport, complete a prisoner swap, and reach a truce in the fighting for the vital port city of Hodeida. The first UN-backed discussions on the future of Western Sahara since 2012 are underway in Geneva. The Moroccan government and representatives of the Polisario Front, which fought a war over the former Portuguese colony until a 1991 ceasefire, are taking part in 2 days of talks, along with officials from Algeria and Mauritania. This is VOA News. The French government Wednesday said it's abandoning plans to hike fuel prices entirely following weeks of sometime violent protests.
Si l'État doit rester fort et ferme, il est
Prime Minister Edouard Philippe told the National Assembly the state to remain strong and stable must guarantee public order. He said no tax is worth putting the nation's unity at risk. The government backtracked from a plan to suspend the fuel price increase for 6 months. The government is also planning to delay a rise in minimum food prices, prompting a farmers group to call for street action in opposition. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said Moscow would be forced to respond if the U.S. pulls out of an arms control treaty. Mr. Putin said the American side now has decided the situation on previous restrictions has changed. He said our side's response is simple, we'll do the same. Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Moscow it had 60 days to end violations of the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, or a 6-month period leading to U.S. withdrawal would commence. The American people said goodbye Wednesday to the late former President George H.W. Bush with a state funeral at Washington's National Cathedral. Among those offering eulogies of the 41st president, his son George W. Bush, the 43rd, chief executive.
When the history books are written, they will say that George H.W. Bush was a great president of the United States, a diplomat of unmatched skill, a commander-in-chief of formidable accomplishment, and a gentleman who executed the duties of his office with dignity and honor.
His father, who died Friday at age 94, is to be buried Thursday on the grounds of his presidential library museum in Texas. The foreign ministers of NATO, meeting in Brussels Wednesday, affirmed support for the 17-year conflict in Afghanistan, despite mounting casualties among Afghan security forces and a lack of peace talks. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg counseled resolve.
As we now try to move forward towards a real peace process, we have seen from other conflicts that sometimes there is an uptick, an increase in violence, because the different parties try in a way to gain the best possible position at the negotiating table.
He called for continued support for Afghan security forces as they increase their capabilities. Serbia's prime minister warned Wednesday any attempt to create a standing army in the breakaway province of Kosovo could provoke military intervention. A key vote in Kosovo scheduled December 14th. U.S. markets were closed for a national day of mourning Wednesday. U.S. stock futures tumbled after Canada arrested a top official of China's telecom giant, Huawei. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.